Vanya Kochanowski. The new liberators, the Nazis, were 100 times worse than any medieval oppressors, and deportations and tortures became the order of the day. All Jews were herded into ghettos, and soon the forests near Riga became a veritable charnel house for these poor wretches. In the provinces, the same awful fate befell the gypsies. Just before the arrival of the Nazis, the Balto-Slavonic Tsigans quitted the capital for fear of bombs. Among them, about 30 to 50% were my own relatives. They fled to eastern Latvia, to Latgale. Many Letts, I grieve to say, in that district supported the Nazi authorities in their desire to slaughter both Jews and Gypsies. There were even some among them who said, "From the Jews we do at least get some trade, but what can these parasites, the Gypsies, give us?" So all the Gypsies in eastern Latvia were assembled in 3 towns, Rezekne, Ludza and Vilani. At Ludza, they were locked up in a large synagogue where they died, in hundreds, of hunger and disease. I happened to meet a young gypsy girl whose relatives were all imprisoned in this terrible place, and amid her sobs, she confirmed every one of these horrors. At last, there came an order that gypsies were not to be killed. But it was already too late. At Vilani, my uncle was murdered with his wife and 6 children. The Roma were executed at midnight, and the order to release them arrived at 2 a.m. And so the number of Slav and Lettish gypsies slaughtered by the Nazis is supposed to have amounted to from 1,500 to 2,500 persons. After this appalling massacre, I can only find at Dzvinsk about 10 families of Chuni, all the rest having been murdered at Libau, Ventspils and Bauska. At Riga, Tukum and Ragaziems, the gypsies were spared.